We are very excited to have Chaz Schaffernoff, guru realtor with Century 21 Sheets and author of How to Sell Homes Fast for Top Dollar, joining us. Stay tuned as we hear Chaz's fascinating story and learn how to sell homes for top dollar today on Indy's Real Estate Gurus.
Branch NMLS number 33041. Rick Ritmus NMLS number 664589. Ian Arnold NMLS number is 1995469. Equal housing opportunity. Some restrictions apply.
Welcome to Indy's Real Estate Gurus, brought to you by Advisors Mortgage Group and Fix It Mortgage. Our branch NMLS is 33041. Now, here's your host, the hard-working mortgage guy, Rick Rickma.
Thank you for joining us today. I'm Rick Rickma.
And I'm Ian Arnold, and we're both with Advisors Mortgage Group.
We're the hard-working mortgage guys.
Yes,
don't
we
forget
are.
That.
Well, I'm the hard-working one. I don't know about you. But if you need to get in contact with either one of us, you can contact us at hardworkingmortgageguys.com. That is hardworkingmortgageguys.com. Now, we have a wonderful guest with us today, Rick.
Yes, we do.
And Chaz has been in the industry for a while, actually is based out of off of 96th Street and make Gray Road.
Century 21 Sheets.
Exactly.
Yep, correct?
Correct.
Chaz, why don't you introduce yourself to everybody?
I'm Chaz Schaffernoff. Happy to be here. Happy to be here in Carmel and in Indianapolis and helping people find and sell homes. So it's a great spot to live. I've lived all over the country, and I'm really enjoying this area. Indiana is a great state, and I think it kind of proved that through some of the last couple of years.
Yeah, so. I think you're right.
So were you born here, or were you born?
No, I was actually born in New Jersey. Don't hold it against me. my parents moved down to North Carolina. I grew up in North Carolina back when I was a youngster. And then after graduating college, started in a sales career, and then moved all over the country with that career, raised five kids. We live in Charlotte, North Carolina, three different times, but I've lived out west, Chicago, Nebraska, Florida, Georgia, Maryland, Arizona.
That's incredible.
Yeah, so anyway, but we're here now and really enjoying this area. So,
where'd you go to college?
I went to Florida, Go Gators, the first couple of years.
I got to boo them off right now.
And then, and then finished up in North Carolina, Charlotte, and I actually played golf there at University of North Carolina, Charlotte, so...
Yeah, that's awesome. I grew up in Florida for basically the first 16 years of my life.
Oh, did you?
I'm a diehard Seminole fan, so I don't know how this interview is going to go.
It just went south, if you ask me.
Yeah. And quite honestly, I'm not a fan at all either way, so I like both of them.
So what did you study in college?
Business administration, yeah, okay. And marketing.
Awesome. And then when you got out of college, what did you end up start doing?
I started a sales career at college with Bristol-Myers Squibb, still out there today. They do a lot of cancer work now, but I started on the consumer product side of the business. So started there, was promoted. I was the youngest district manager at 25 running the Chicago area. I was a hardworking guy. I grew up in a family where hard work meant a lot and was a key character that was taught to us by my parents. And so did real well there. Bristol-Myers for about 4.5 years. Ended up going to Kraft for a short period of time. And then I transitioned to ConAgra Foods, which I was there 18 years. I was a vice president there, running sales teams for a while as well. And then moved over to Purdue Farms as a vice president, running national sales team there. So anyway, just a little bit of the background as far as what got me here. Then do you want me to keep going?
So what made you transition to real estate? Because that's a big difference between being in the food business and stuff like that and then, all right, let me go sell homes.
You know what? That's a great question, and I appreciate that question. I was married 31 years, and I lost my spouse, my first wife, to an aneurysm. And
we're sorry.
Thank you so much. I've got five kids, and so that was a tough period of time about 9 years ago. But I was really blessed to find a wonderful new wife who's from Carmel, and she really wanted to be in Carmel. And so here I am. I moved to Carmel a few years ago, and again, really enjoying it and very fortunate to have found a wonderful wife who also lost her spouse after 34 years. So it's kind of neat how the good Lord brings that together sometimes.
Yeah. It's amazing too, because, you know, you may be newer to Carmel, but you have history with Carmel because of your wife, and you probably know more about Carmel than anybody else who only been here, you know, five, six years or,
sure,
you know, a few years. So you know the history of the area, and it sounds like you really enjoy Carmel.
I really do. We're big fans of Carmel. I do a lot of my work here in Carmel, help people come from out of town, from California, other states, Ohio, to sell in Carmel. They just really enjoy, you know, the downtown areas. They've done a great job here with the mayor and so forth, and building out Carmel and providing a lot of opportunity for folks to work here, to live here, enjoy living here, Hamilton County. And then obviously Carmel schools are great, and that's a big draw as well. So, but yeah, big fan of Carmel, and I'm loving roundabouts now. It took me a while not to run into people, but now I got it down. You know, stay in your lane.
So. That is the one thing. My parents are from Broad Ripple. They hate coming up this way just because of roundabouts. I'm like, once you get used to them.
Once you know your way, yeah.
They are so much easier, so much faster.
Right.
I mean, I used to work off of 96th Street, and with all those stoplights, was horrendous to drive through. Now they have the roundabouts. I'm basically from Keystone to 69 in roughly 5-6 minutes. You don't hit lights. You don't have to wait on anybody. I think there's less accidents now, especially during rush hour times.
Sure.
Roundabouts are the way to go.
Yeah.
Statistically, roundabouts are much safer and much less accidents. And it makes sense. You don't have somebody missing a stoplight and going through and slamming into the side of somebody.
Yep. So, some teenager on their cell phone, not looking. Oh, red light.
They work.
No carbon footprint.
Yeah, they work.
So, which I like to go back. So, your wife is from Carmel and everything, right?
Yeah, she lived here for a number of years. She grew up on the south side, down Southport.
Okay.
But is an Indiana gal. And, you know, so she certainly has relatives here, sisters, siblings, and so forth. And, you know, very, very much a Hoosier.
Yeah. And we see a lot of that where people transition to other parts. But it's still, once you're a Hoosier, you're always a Hoosier.
Exactly. And you know what? She jokes all the time. But we'll travel, go to Florida, wherever. We're always running into people from Indiana. It's like they're everywhere, you know? So it's kind of neat. It's like, I got the Indiana connection.
Yep.
So
do your kids still live around here or?
No, my kids are all grown. I have 3 in North Carolina, 1 in Maryland, and 1 in California.
So you got to travel quite a bit to go see them. It's not like, hey, let's go this weekend to go see them.
Yeah. Frequent flyer miles aren't as frequent as they used to be. But
Any grandkids?
Yeah, I've got... three with one on the way, and my wife, she has 5 with one on the way. So we've got, she's got 5 kids as well. So in total, we've got 10 kids.
Wow.
And 8 grandkids, soon to be 10 grandkids. So we're totally outnumbered.
That's incredible.
All right.
So it has to be a lot of fun.
It really is. Yeah. There's a blessing.
So there's no way he can throw, all right, everybody's coming to our house for Christmas. I don't think you have enough bedrooms, do you?
It's left hand, right hand. It's like, you guys go left, you guys go right.
What do you do when you're not selling homes? Like, what do you do for fun?
Oh, okay. Well, I like to work out. I'm a workout guy. I like to enjoy that. My wife and I like to volunteer. We do a lot of faith-based volunteering around town with the homeless. We support them and help to keep them fed, and we also do some other things around town from a volunteer perspective. So that's really important to us.
That's awesome.
Is there a certain charity that you
work with? Yeah, Refuge Place Indy. It feeds the homeless 365 days a year.
What's it called?
Refuge Place Indy.
Refuge.
7 Pillars, Refuge Place Indy. And, you know, they're feeding the homeless every night just north of North Alabama. So we were there last night, in fact, fed about 150 people.
I mean, that is awesome. Oh, well, just because most people only think about it. You know, like especially going to help and serving, especially for food and stuff around Thanksgiving.
Right.
But that you do it all year. And my church does the same thing where we volunteer and stuff like that.
Sure.
So it's nice to do it, especially when you're not just everybody else is thinking about it. When you're out there in the cold of March and February and with winter jackets on, sometimes giving out, I mean, it makes you feel much better and that you're helping people that are in rougher times.
Well, and I appreciate that because I believe everybody needs a hand sometimes, yes. Right? We all need a little help up sometimes. And everybody's got a story. And you know what? Those folks are you know, they've got stories and they've got challenges. And if we can help them, a lot of times the one meal we serve is the only meal they get all day long. Mm-hmm. So we are totally happy to be able to help them and hear some of their stories and get to know them and support that community. So anyway, appreciate you asking.
Oh, you're welcome. So what made you choose to work for Century 21?
Well, first of all, it's a great company. They've got great leadership. I'm good friends with Mike Sheets, who his father is the local franchise owner for Century 21 here at Century 21 Sheets. And Mike helped my wife and I buy and sell three homes. So, you know, that was it was a great he's a good friend. And he encouraged me to talk to Century 21 Sheets, and I did, and thought that there's good leadership. It's solid. It's professional. And it was just a good fit. A lot of agents are willing to help and just very supportive, right? So I, having sold and bought a lot of homes, had some knowledge, but you don't know all the details of what really goes on behind the curtain, right? So I've been very, very, very helpful to be able to have the support to understand and grow in some of that area.
And that's a huge thing because if somebody's willing to support you and people willing to give their experience to you, I find that phenomenal. I mean, that's even like with Rick and I here. I mean, he has a lot more years in the business, but he's able to give his knowledge and stuff towards me. So, and he's my support. So I understand that support is huge, and that's phenomenal that Century does that.
Yeah. And you asked what's the connection with my prior work experience as a leader in sales with large teams and such. And really, it's about people. It's a people business. You know, most all businesses are people business. And I like the fact that I can help bring solutions to the party for folks I'm working for, whether I'm listing a home for them or actually helping them find a home. I try to bring solutions. You know, what are their challenges and how can I help get to where they want to go and put the most amount of dollars in their pocket on, you know, on either side of the ball. So,
okay. So the main thing, like if a new client wants to reach with you, for one, how would they get in contact with you?
Well, I appreciate you asking that. My phone number, I can share that if you'd like. It's 317-975-1523. There's my email, Chaz, C-H-A-S, at Century 20, or C21Sheets.com.
And you like phone calls, what, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning?
Most of the time, not. But we will respond as needed, right? So, and I've also got a Facebook, you know, Sell with Chaz, Facebook Sell with Chaz. So anyway, but I appreciate that. So.
No, you're good. So let's go with how important is that first sit down with a client to find out their wants, their needs, and trying to find a home?
It really is extremely important because not only do I get to understand, ask questions, understand their goals, what's important to them in a new home or in selling a home, what they've done with the home to really be able to highlight the pluses and things they've done to make it a positive, you know, a better experience or a better home for the next family. But they also get to know me, understand my credibility, understand the integrity that I live by and work by and how I'm going to support them, communicate with them, give them updates, and really be solution-oriented to help get them where they want to go as quickly as possible. So that first discussion meeting is really important.
That is awesome. Now, I know we're coming up on the break, and if you want to get in contact with Chaz, what was your phone number really quick?
317-975-1523.
And if you'd like to get with Rick or I, contact us at hardworkingmortgageguys.com. That is hardworkingmortgageguys.com. And we'll see you back after the break and find out more about Chaz.
You're listening to Indy's Real Estate Gurus, brought to you by Advisors Mortgage Group and Fix It Mortgage. Now back to your host, the hardworking mortgage guy, Rick Rickma.
Welcome back, and thank you for joining us on Indy's Real Estate Gurus. I'm Rick Rittma.
And I'm Ian Arnold, and we're both of Advisors Mortgage Group, and we're the hardworking mortgage guys. We're here with Chaz and everything. Now, there is the one thing is we got to do the question of the week and stump Chaz, see if we can. So now it is time for question of the week.
Now it's time for Questions with the Gurus.
The question of the week is brought to you by Advisors Mortgage Group, where we fit your mortgage to fit your needs. Contact us today to get your free mortgage plan. Go to hardworkingmortgageguys.com. Also, if you're wanting to get a hold of Chaz, because, I mean, this guy knows his stuffs, how would they get a hold of you, Chaz?
317-975-1523. Sell with Chaz on Facebook.
There you go. All right. And so the question of the week is, what was your first car?
My first car was a 1969 Dodge Charger and $950. And I worked my butt off the 4 months prior to that to earn the money to pay for that car. My dad agreed to pay for insurance, so that was a win, right?
Yeah, definitely.
But I earned the money to pay for that first car.
Because
so.
That's a car.
That is a car.
That may be the best first car I've heard of yet. That is a great first car. What color?
It was green.
What motor did it have in it?
That's a good question.
Was it a V8?
Yeah.
It was a V8. Okay. I think they all had V8s, yeah. But yeah. Since he said that's a good question, it probably wasn't a Hemi.
No,
I think you might have remembered if it was
not
a Hemi.
Hemi.
It's probably a 318. But anyway, it doesn't matter because that's a great car. Any great stories about that car that
just
you can tell us?
First date, that's that sort of thing, you know. High school, drove it to school, felt pretty good about
awesome.
It. Driving myself to school. So, yeah.
Do you wish you still had it?
No.
No? Most people do.
Okay.
And that car I would wish I had.
Whoa. You wish you probably still had it in the garage. But you've driven an old car? Those things, you hit every little bump. You're jumping up, hitting the roof. You don't realize what shocks and everything on these newer cars do for us.
Oh, I agree with that. But still, it's the nostalgia.
It was a neat car.
Yeah,
it was a great car.
I mean, I think the best thing about it, and he didn't really hit on it, but he had to pay for his own car. I think that speaks bold. One for the parents, two for him. Because it made his parents made him want to earn it. And that is phenomenal. Because it taught him hard work. And there is a prize at the end of hard work. And that's probably the same reason why he is so successful in the real estate business.
Well, you got to have skin in the game, right?
Yep.
You got to have skin in the game. You don't have skin in the game, you don't appreciate it, and you trash it.
Correct.
You know, so.
I mean, it's the same thing. I mean, I bet you he took good care of that car. I mean, maybe not taking the turns, but he took good care. I mean, people who put money into it, they're going to keep that car clean. If you just give, I've seen so many kids trading cars or whatnot, and their parents just gave it to them. Oh, that car's all scratched up, beat up, trash all over the back seat. I mean, Rick and I both came from working cars before we ever came here. So we got stories out the wazoo there,
sure,
too.
Sure.
But people, as you said, once you have skin in the game, your mental attitude changes.
Absolutely.
So we were going through with you about your company and how, what makes you so successful and stuff like that. So, I know we just got done talking about the first meeting with people and how that is hugely important. But what style do you think separates you from other realtors?
I mean, I think that trying to understand just the needs of my clients and then communicating in a way that just keeps them in the loop so there's no surprises. And if something pops up, I proactively deal with it. And again, it's being solution-oriented. I mean, I ran sales teams for years. And I'm like, guys, don't just bring me a problem. If you got a problem, bring me two or three different solutions, different options. So think about how to solve, you know, the problem before you just kind of dump it on somebody. Because you can solve it yourself, right? So that's the way I try to approach dealing with my clients and helping to stay ahead of things, make sure that it's as easy as possible for them and as headache free, right? That's a big deal, right?
Yep.
So there's always something in a transaction that comes up. So if I can help solve 95% of it, all I got to do is say yes or no, and it just helps work through things a lot smoother.
Yep.
Right. I agree 100%. That's the same thing I do. If there is a problem, if there is any solution, I'm going to go out and find the solution.
Sure.
Before I even bring it to the client, because it's so important that you have a client who something happens and the appraisal comes in lower than what you had anticipated, especially in a purchase. So that, you know, what's the solution? You know, that's more your area, but I'm sure that's what you work on. I know what the solutions are for that. We know we can't really go to the appraiser and get them to do anything. That's the government cut any of that out. So you have to find out, okay, what other solutions are there? You know, can they negotiate something in between, negotiate down? What are they going to do? But there's almost always a solution, and it's never as bad as most people think the problem is.
That's a very fair and good point, quite frankly. And I mean, even if it's just, okay, so we've got to, as a seller, we've got some issues that came up that we've got to deal with. So instead of just, you know, sending one option, one cost option, I get multiple quotes. I get the best price for my guys. I had a house and we were going to, we had to replace the air conditioning. I had one quote for $7,800. And then I found two other quotes. One of the quotes I got in addition to that first one was $4,500.
Wow.
That's real money.
Yes.
You know, that's $3,000 I saved. So anyway, so that's the kind of thing you do. Get multiple quotes, get best price, and get good service to get the issues fixed as inexpensively as possible so that you can get to that closing table and your seller feels good about, you know, what they're able to eventually sell that house for.
Right. And a lot of what you do is reacting to the issues that come up because, as you said, not every transaction, but many transactions have issues that come up. And you have the experience and the knowledge and the professionalism to take care of the, you know, really find the solution. And then I'm sure what you do is you give them, here's your problem, here's our possible solutions.
Exactly. Exactly right. I mean, it's a big deal, I think. Oh, and people, they value it. And I get some pretty strong testimonials from clients, past clients, and I appreciate those. But I say, just tell me the truth. Just tell the truth. And they're very complimentary. And it speaks to, I think, some of the approach I take.
You didn't pay those reviews, did you?
No.
tell the truth, but here's a little.
You know, it's funny, but it's not so funny because there are people who do things to maneuver their reviews. And I don't know. That seems wrong to me. I agree. The review should be the review. Tell the truth.
Just tell the truth.
Yeah. You know? And it's your, you know, on the other side, if you're reading reviews, just understand that's one person's opinion. It doesn't, right. People don't buy very many houses. So their review is only their experience as they felt it, but they haven't done it enough really to know all the different things that can happen. We have so many things that can happen through the process.
Sure.
And it's like you said, you find a solution that sets you apart. Right. It makes it better for the client.
So what do you think your prior jobs gave you the skill set to be a great realtor?
Professionalism, number one. You know, again, people business, so I know how to deal with senior leaders, with low-end leaders, different folks around the industry. So it's people, right? Mm-hmm. And I've got a pretty good history of working well with people and helping them feel comfortable. And then also, you know, understanding the different types of people and backgrounds and all that. So I'm pretty flexible, and I've got just been blessed with some ability to work through all different types.
Yep. So has social media and all that changed real estate and how you do your business a little bit?
I think it's helped. It's changed a lot, in my opinion. I think about when I bought my first few homes and then the various homes across the country, you know, it was more of a clunky effort. Now everybody's on social media. They're looking at, when you say social media, I'm also thinking things like Zillow and Trulia, mm-hmm. and those sorts of things. So they know what's out there. They get a filter and get an update when a new home hits the market that fits their parameters. So they're in tune with. But they always, sometimes they miss things too. So I try to also stay ahead and know what they're looking for so that I can help identify potential you know, homes that may be a good fit too based on what they've shared with me. So I keep a running, you know, my top clients who are looking for homes, I keep you know, what are their key criteria they're looking for. And so when I'm looking and when I see new homes, hey, this may fit this client. This may fit that client, you know. So it just helps me to be a little more in tune. But social media has been a big play. I think it gives people a chance also to get to know you better. You know, I've got a book that's available that I share with clients who are trying to sell a home, you know, how to sell a home fast. It's actually available on my website.
And what website is that?
That is Sell with Chaz on Facebook. So,
yeah, and I would love to later on get into the book a little bit, but on the social media, I think one of the things that they can go look up houses and they can find houses and they can do all that. But again, you're in the business every day. You're walking through the houses. What you see online and what you walk through.
What a great point. That's a great point. Because pictures can make a house look wonderful, but the eyes when you're walking through it, it's like, whoa, this wasn't what I saw when I looked at the pictures.
Right. So they need you. That right. Kind of my point is that I think some people fall into the realm of, oh, I can do all this myself. And the reality is there is nothing like having a professional real estate agent there on your side, doing it every day for you and making sure that you're being protected. Because it's not just finding the house, it's negotiating the house, it's getting through the process, it's closing on the house, it's after the closing. It's all those things that come into play that, yes, it's a great, social media is a great tool, but it doesn't eliminate the need for somebody like you, a real estate agent.
You know, absolutely. I mean, quite frankly, you know, I've had success dealing with a lot of homes that were for sale by owner, and I've taken over and helped to get better pricing. The data from the National Association of Realtors states that with a realtor, you can get a better price. In fact, on average, it's 21% better pricing than without a realtor. So having that person who manages that process and those discussions does make a real difference. And I've got some history there been able to help my clients get a better price than what they were even asking for when they were doing it on their own. So I've got a lot of history there with helping for sale by owners.
I think one of the biggest things is the average person maybe only buys two or three homes a year, or two to three. Yeah, that's a lot for a buyer. But no, throughout their lifetime.
Yeah, right.
Throughout their lifetime, where you do that easily in a month or so. I mean, so with that, I mean, you see so much that you know what people are looking for at that trend or in that area and everything. So you see all those prices. You know what you're looking at. I know we are coming up on the break of the radio show, but we will have the continuation with Chaz and find out the rest of his story and everything.
And we'll talk about his book, find out more about Chaz, and we'll do that. Just go to Indy's Real Estate Gurus on any of the podcast sites. If I could talk, it would be great. Or you can go to hardworkingmortgageguys.com and our show will be there. And you can get to any of the podcast sites also. Just that's probably the easiest way to do it. We appreciate you joining us on the radio and hope you join us on the podcast.
Yep, and one last time, how do they get a hold of you, Chaz?
317-975-1523. Sell with Chaz on Facebook.